We're back with more of the John Murphy Show.
Welcome back to the show. It is free agent day here. We've already had Julian Stanford on the show with us already. We had Raphael Bush, and joining us in studio right now as he makes his way around the building. Happy to have Bill's new defensive lineman star, Lotulelei, in studio with a star. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Am I saying your name correctly?
Yep.
See, Donald? I got it.
Star Lotulelei. I know you got it.
It's not that hard, really, Star. Is it?
We actually had to play. I guess you were asked that question in a press conference
back in Carolina.
Yeah, and you had to pronounce it for everybody there. Mm-hmm. So we were playing that so we can get it right.
Yeah, man, that was good.
Tell us about what brought you here to Buffalo pretty quickly in free agency. The free agency negotiation period started Monday. Sounds like the Bills were right on top of it right off the bat, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's a familiar system for me. Coach McDermott was part of the organization in Carolina when they drafted me as a rookie. So coming here, just feeling comfortable, not having to go over a whole new playbook. I'm sure there'll be some new things, but for the most part, it's a familiar playbook.
Were you looking to move from Carolina? You had success there, you know, first-round pick, a Super Bowl appearance. Leaving Carolina? Different weather, obviously.
I mean, I would have liked to stay. I wanted to stay, but at the same time, it's a business. We know how it works, and I couldn't have asked for a better place to come to. So,
tell me about your relationship with Coach McDermott, defensive coordinator for a couple of years when you were there in Carolina. How closely did you work with him, or was it mostly through your position coach?
It was pretty. I had some good work with Coach McDermott. He was always a real good. I want to say he was just a real good example to me while I was there. He stayed on top of me. He told me from the start where they wanted me and how they wanted to use me there, and gave me a lot of freedom to kind of grow and be the kind of player that I wanted to be. So, that was another plus for me when I would come in here.
When you get to talk to him now as a head coach, you mess with him like, Coach, you changed, man. You're acting a little different.
Nah, man. I mess with him a little bit when we played him last year. He came Buffalo came to Carolina. Mess around with him a little bit on the field, but I mean, other than that, it's just real good to be here, see him again.
Week two last year, I think Carolina, you guys had lost your opener too, right? Going into that game, didn't you? I can't remember. I know it was a big game for both teams going into that one, and the Bills were right there. It was a weird 9-3 final score. It was almost like not an NFL score.
I think our opener was against San Fran. We beat them.
You beat them?
Yeah.
Okay, so both teams were 1-0 coming in. Yeah. Talk about that Bills game, though, and how it ended with a deep pass down to Zay Jones.
It was real close. I mean, both our defenses were playing lights out. It was real, like, it was just a close game, those kind of games that you want to be in, be a part of. We came out with the win, but it was a good game.
You were part of a defense that really prided itself, even going back to Coach McDermott's years, but the front seven of that defense, you guys prided yourself on getting to the quarterback, stopping the run, and you have been the one that did a lot of the dirty work, you know, and it's, you kind of embraced that role, though, it seems like.
I mean, I just be myself so that everybody around can do them. So, I mean, we had a bunch of great players, Luke Kuechly, mm-hmm. Thomas Davis, Charles Johnson, Kawan Short. We had Peppers last year, Mario Addison. So we've got a bunch of different guys who just do a bunch of great things. You know, Kyle Love, who came off the bench, and he did great stuff for us. So, I mean, our front seven, Shaq Thompson is a young guy. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of guys who loved playing, and it was a good group.
You've only been here with the Bills for a lot less than a day here so far, but what do you detect about the atmosphere here and maybe the vibe here in Buffalo, having been here, meeting with some of the staffers and some of the coaching staff?
Yeah, man, everybody's been great since I got here. Just real welcoming. Seems like my wife's here with me, so they've been taking real good care of her. We've run into a couple fans already at the hospitals doing physicals and everything like that, and they've been great. So
they noticed you right away?
They noticed us because I think they saw the Bill sweater on
whoever took you right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, whoever took you over there.
Right. Yeah.
You and your wife have four children?
Four children, yep.
And a fifth on the way?
No, Just four.
Okay, just four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Congratulations on that. How old? What age?
8, 6, 3, and 1.
Okay, you got some little kids.
Yeah.
How do they
yeah,
feel young. About the move up here?
They don't know yet.
Hopefully they're not listening.
Yeah.
So you going to tell them? They're where? Back out in Utah?
They're in Utah right now. Yeah, my girls are in Utah right now. They're in school.
Okay.
My boys are in California right now with my mom.
So what do you got, like a second grader, maybe the oldest, third grader?
Yep, second grade.
So you never lived in Charlotte full time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just during the season and I went home off season.
Star, we were talking about the pronunciation of your last name, Lotulelei. Your first name is interesting too, Star, but yeah. It's short for Starlight.
Starlight.
Yeah,
yep.
Tell us about that. Where's that come from?
I'm named after my dad.
Okay.
My dad got the name from an uncle, I believe. Gave it to him. He gave it to him with the thought of he wanted my dad to be different, wanted him to be somebody to kind of help his family, make a better life for, you know, his family as well as his parents, his siblings, help him be better. So he helped his brothers and sisters, his parents move to America from Tonga. And then I actually have 6 older sisters. So
wow.
You're the youngest of all?
No, I have my little brother's the youngest, and then we have a girl between us, a sister between us.
Wow.
So he was hoping for a boy, came after six girls. So
were you
he kept trying.
Were you born in Tonga as well?
I was.
And when did you move to the United States?
I was about 8 or 9 years old, moved to Utah and lived there ever since.
And went to University of Utah.
Yep.
Language, did you speak English right as a little kid?
I did.
Did you?
I did,
that helps, huh?
Yeah, it does. So
what do you like about the NFL? What obviously you've made your living at it, but what do you like about game days? What gets you excited?
The fans, man, the fans, and just being able to go out there and, you know, you work so hard during the week to go out there and to showcase it in front of everybody. And I think that's a huge thing, and being able to do it with guys that you go through a process, a particular process with. And when you do it on Sundays, it just.
Bills have some pretty crazy fans, and all fans travel, but Bills fans travel. And there are a lot of Bills fans in Charlotte.
Yep.
I remember going into that week, we were talking about it's going to be a lot of Bills fans in that stadium. Yeah. What did you notice?
Yeah,
that
they were loud, man. They were loud, and it's there. You know, you see all the videos on YouTube and on the social media of the Bills Mafia and stuff like that. So, I mean, to come here and be part of that, and to have fans like that who are passionate and care about the team, the organization as much as that is a real plus for me.
Star, you seem like a good guy. You seem like a pretty mellow guy. Do you get angry when you play? Can you help us out in that?
Do you get mad?
Can you get mad for us when you play? I mean, do you? How do you? What's your temperament when you play a game?
I don't know. I don't think I need. I don't need to get mad. I mean, there's a certain mentality that you go into the game with. So, I mean, I do get mad. I'm in games. Certain buttons get pushed. You know, you have to talk to teammates about that.
Okay. Last thing I have for you, what did this coaching staff, you met with Coach Frazier and some of the coaches, what do they tell you? What are they looking for from you this year for the Bills?
Just to come in and be me. They're not looking for anything, not looking for me to be or try to be anybody else or fill in for anybody else. Just looking for me to come in and do what I do best and help the team get some wins.
Great. Thanks for coming by here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great rest of your offseason. We'll see you here in, about a month or so, I guess.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, appreciate it.
Thank you for the workouts.
Right.
Star Lotulelei, Bills defensive lineman, defensive tackle.